Joining us now is meteorologist Carol Christensen of the National Weather Service in Duluth. Hi, Carol.
Good morning.
So can you talk to us just a little bit about why we have that temperature differential in the winter, warmer by the lake and colder? You just go a few miles back inland and it's quite a bit colder.
Well, this time of year, the lake is warmer, much warmer than the land, and that warm lake helps keep the adjacent land areas a little bit milder than the inland areas. So the farther you get away from the lake, the colder it is.
So when the lake ices over like it did last winter, the temperatures get more consistent between inland and outland?
Right. Yeah, there isn't as much of a, well, the lake doesn't have much of an effect then when it's all iced over.
Now, how long can we expect this cold snap to last?
Well, it's going to be cold all week, but the coldest period is going to be early in the week. But by the end of the week, by Friday, the high temperatures will be 11 degrees above zero. So we'll see a gradual warming through the week with the coldest early this week.
Now, in the last couple of years, wasn't there kind of an adjustment in how we look at wind chill?
That was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
Seems like yesterday, doesn't it?
So we should have adjusted by now.
We should have, yes. It's a little bit more scientific. With we had real people being tested as they were put in a wind tunnel. The wind was increased, the temperature decreased, and temperature sensors on their skin gave us an idea of at what point the skin would freeze. We never did freeze any skin.
I hope they were well compensated.
Yeah, and this was done by volunteers in Canada.
Oh, sure.
So we can thank the Canadians for that.
Thank you to the Canadians. All right, now a lot of us up here, we're always interested in more snow for our winter activities. Any snow out there?
Well, for those who want snow, I have bad news. We have slight chances of snow toward the weekend, but they're quick little small systems, so we don't expect a whole lot of snow out of them.
Well, I did mention at least this cold does help set that snow up so it can be better groomed. And we've got a dog race here starting, in the next week or so. Hopefully they'll have enough snow for that inland.
Well, with the weather systems coming in, like I said, it's not going to be a lot of snow coming down.
Nothing new.
Not a lot.
All right. We're talking with meteorologist Carol Christensen of the National Weather Service in Duluth. Thank you so much, Carol.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.